Okay, we carry on, Rabbi Sai. Some interesting halachas tonight. We're carrying on with the halachas of Libo Yiroye Es Erva. And I want to do Siv Gimel Dalet Hey. And I want to, Be'ezer Hashem, also start about the sale, about the hair of a, about the sale of a woman being a Erva as well. So we'll be talking about those halachas, Mitzchem. And some detail. Yeah, everything. Torah is open for everybody. Today we're going to be talking about something which has been bothering me for a long time. And I think we discussed it when we learned the earliest simonim. I just don't know if I have a full answer. But let's look at that. Let's look at, we're going to get that shortly. So I want to do, Siv Gimel, page 214. Yeah, so unlike what I said yesterday, I don't know if I said it correctly, or maybe I didn't. If you look and see if Gimel, so we're up to, that's page 214, yeah? I think I may have said it differently yesterday. Shulchan Aruch tells us, if a person hugs himself like this, that's considered avsoka. Yesterday we discussed that you must separate between your upper part of your body to your lower part of your body in order to recite the bracha or say Shema or anything like that. You need to distinguish between the two parts of the body. And I think I may have said yes to something which was incorrect, because what it says over here is clearly, Mechabe Gufa Bezoisov, or maybe I did say it right, I don't remember, that if you separate your body by folding your arms, that is considered a hafsoka. The interesting Mishnebu over here is as follows.
Why?
Yeah, so this is an exception over here. I'm reading the Shtibu over here, and Sifkot Kotten Yudalet, I'm skipping two lines. And then it says, it's not a natural position. You don't normally stand like this. I suppose that Lechabek means like hugging yourself slightly. It's probably a more tighter kind of holding. Then you're separating the top and the bottom part of the body, therefore you'll be able to make a bracha. And therefore he says that there is poskim who allow it. Mishmu continues and say that some of them are machmir, but there is definitely the Shulchan Aruch is mekil and some achronim are paskin like that. Now what I want to just add over here is a question which has bothered me for a long time. The Mishnah says, again, if you hold yourself like this very, 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 like if like this, you'll be able to make a bracha, perhaps tighter. But the question, of course, is, and this is a really interesting question, what's with your hands? Again, this is now talking about a person who is, for instance, yeah, in a swimming pool, or in a mikveh for that matter, and he wants to make a bracha. Okay, so we spoke about the couple, okay? So he's putting on a couple, no worries, okay? And I want to make a bracha in the water, he's chabek is atzmoy. He's holding himself like this. He's separating the upper with the lower part of his body. He's now able to make a bracha on Shulchan Aruch. There's one question here. But it's the thing about his hands. It's a really interesting question. What about his hands?
Cover the out.
What are they?
The out is the one that can see.
But that will be addressed in the latest. That is not a problem. We'll get to that. The hand is not a problem. Good. Very good. Very good. That has been bothering me for a long time. We know, we've been discussing so much in the earlier simonim, that there's a concept of mekoymos hamechusim, areas of the body which are generally covered. If you touch it, any part of your body which is generally covered, afterwards you need to wash your hands. You cannot make a bracha after touching any part of your body which is generally uncovered. You know, that's why some people, when they're wearing short, it's more relevant, of course, in the summer. So if you're touching various, okay, this is a bit controversial. Some hold that it's not an uncovered area of your body. There might be a covered area, an uncovered, depends a bit where you live and what style. But certainly if you go high up, these are considered covered part of your body. If you touch this, afterwards you must wash your hands, because it's generally covered parts of your body. Therefore you must wash your hands up. So here, in this scenario over here, person holding himself like this is in the water, he wants to make a bracha. How can he make a bracha? He has now touched parts of your body. Unless you're going to say that he's not touched, it doesn't make sense. He's surely holding himself, he's holding himself like this, surely he's touching parts of his body which normally covered. How can he make a bracha like that? In the water. Very good. You're right. Let's think about this further. So therefore what? So what? Very good. Now, Rabbi said this is a very big chiddush. Because what you are saying is correct. It's absolutely correct, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. But I want to just point out what a great chiddush this is. Why do we need to wash our hands after touching parts which are normally covered? Say you touch your feet. You need to after wash your hands. Yeah? Before you make a bracha. Why?
Dirty.
They're considered dirty. We assume they're dirty. Now what if you say, hey, I'm not dirty. I had a shower 5 minutes ago. It's true I touched my shoulder. It's true I touched my foot. It's true I touched my whatever. But I'm not dirty. Don't have to wash my hands. The only reason why you have to wash your hands after touching cover parts because it's dirty. I'm not dirty. Excuse me. Don't be rude. I had 5 minutes to go out of shower. So what's the answer to that?
Is there a tumor of some sort?
No, it's nothing to do with Ruach Ra. It doesn't.
Because there's a Cheskas dirty.
Cheskas dirty, so therefore?
So in this is moments when you step out of the
So the answer is that we don't distinguish. We can't say, yeah, 5 minutes ago it's considered clean. 10 minutes ago it's not clean. What if you went, we did sports. What if you went to a dirty place? We don't. We just say that any covered part of your body is generally assumed to be dirty. Even if 5 minutes ago you walked out of the shower. So therefore, now going back to your point, you said that what? That if you're in the water,
it's going to be clean.
So you hear the chiddush you're saying. But you're right. We're saying now, chiddush boys, that as long as you're in the water, you can touch covered parts of your body and you don't have to, it's considered clean. Once you step out of it, the second you step out of it, it's considered dirty.
I was saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, well, you ain't, there's no limits otherwise. But as long as you're in the water, you don't have to, well, it sounds a bit funny, but as long as you're in the water, you're allowed to touch covered parts of your body. You don't have to wash your hands because it's not dirty.
You think the opposite. Parts of the body that are covered, your hands are
dirty.
If it's covered, then it hasn't been dirty.
Yeah, so it's about the sweat. I know, I hear what you mean. It's a bit counterintuitive. You're right. It's generally part. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But that's how Chazal established it. That parts that of your body which is covered normally gets dirtier. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. But we have a chiddush over here that so if somebody's in a shower, for instance, so if let's say you're in a shower, you're very thirsty, you want to make a bracha, you're in the middle of in a shower, you're very thirsty, you want to have So as long as you're in the water, you don't have to wash your hands. You can't make a bracha in the shower anyway. But in theory, there's no problem with mekomes amechusim. We continue about this. See, Dalit Yesh Mishoim Shanosim Micholis Dvorich Bespalch Shem Vushes Chaluk. Women can make a bracha when they're wearing a chaluk. Siv Dalet, that's a rope. Women is fine with a rope. Avushem Mafsikus Lemat Male, although women, they are in a rope, whilst wearing a rope, they're not separating their top and their low part. In other words, by women there is no concept of liberation ever. Women is more lenient in this halacha. Vimarum is the ever shalen tuchas bekarkushosh with the shah dobo, to us and liberation ever shalen mashain can be. So we're learning now that by women the halacha is a bit different. There is no concept of liberation ever. Tipe. Shah Evorov, this is the point that you mentioned. Shah Evorov, other parts of his body, such as his hands, his arm, his elbow. Roim es ha'elbo. The halacha that we discussed, that you have to separate between high and low, only applies to the lave. Lave, the heart, is not allowed to see the elbow. But if you wear something which separates over here, but your hands is still lower down, that is not a problem. You can make a bracha, once you've separated the upper and the lower part of the body, you can make a bracha, even if it's other parts of the body which is, as you were seeing the Erva. Shah evolved Royal is Erva Mutter. Avri Mazum evolved Noigea Ben Bervos, Ben Bervos Chaveroi. Surely you don't have to touch your Erva, whether it's your Erva or somebody else's Erva. Touching, of course, is a problem. Also, likus kia shema ulei spalad, but he's not allowed to touch his ever and say shema at the same time. V'yakosef she'ever she'chebez olein the leg soich lahafsing beveged l'achik beinyan zeh shalik ha'agid bohem. Say vav. Ha'yisot talisuch ha'gur al mosnov l'chasoysim ha'mosnov le'matom. If there is any talis or any garment which is separating me'mosnov from his waist down avol b'shem mosnov le'matom orum mutalikos. Even if you are not wearing anything high up, mutalikos kiyashma. Here. If you're wearing a trousers or anything which is properly covering the lower part of your body, and you're not wearing anything higher up, here. Shulchan Aruch says mutalikos kiyashma. That's not common knowledge. You're not wearing anything on top. Doesn't sound very covetic, no. Yeah, of course it's not lechatchila, of course. But it's important to know in an emergency situation, a person can say Shema as long as his lower part of the body is fully covered, nothing high up. But yeah, but it's fine. That's in terms of Shema. Aval Shmoneh Esre, aval Lispalel also, Achei Chaseliboy, Shmoneh Esre is also. So only Kiyas Shema is a heter. If there's nothing on top, he can say Shema, but he cannot say Shmoneh Esre as long as the top part of his body is not covered. Shmoneh Esre is more machmir in very many melech because over the melech. Because there's a. Because Shmoneh Esre, good question. Shmoneh Esre is an additional aspect of being over the melech. When it comes to Shmoneh Esre, there's far more rigidness and more halachas in terms of what you need to wear for Shmoneh Esre, because that's you're standing in front of the king. Kiyas Shema doesn't have this halacha, as we mentioned previously numerous times. Shmoneh Esre is about reciting, it's a key, it's not a tefillah. You're saying Shema. It's not really a tefillah, it's not a tefillah at all. Very valid point. It's very interesting, Stephen. This is correct. A very good question. The Raisa de Rabbanon, it's true. But nevertheless, when Chachamim made their de Rabbanon, they made it with additional stringencies which don't exist by Kiyas Shema. It's a different kind of mitzvah. Kiyas Shema is not looked at as a tefillah. We continue with Siman Ein Ches.
Just one quick question, Rabbi.
Yeah.
If you had a choice, because you have some emergency, and you only had a choice between doing Shmoneh Esra or Krishma, which would you do?
Both.
If you only had the time to do one. Krishma or Shmoneh Esra. Let's say you had an emergency, you could do the Shema quickly, but you wouldn't be able to do both. So which one would you do?
You'll have to still do both. You'd have to get another 2-3 minutes and do both. I think that probably, well, what's that? What's the answer?
He's got 60 seconds. You've got to say Shema or Brachas.
Yeah.
You can't say Shema without saying Brachas. But if you say Brachas, you're going to miss the rest of Shema.
Yeah.
So the person's got to go to bed on time and get up on time.
very good. Yeah, okay. Lizo, you know there's that story of Bissot Salanta was asked. If somebody can only learn half an hour a day, what should learn? Should learn Gemara or should learn Musa? Well, you know the story, yeah? So what's the answer? Should learn Musa. Why Musa? Come on, Gemara comes first. The answer was because if you learn Musa every day, you're going to realize you have more than a half an hour a day. Okay. Lizo Megillu Simenayin Hey. Lizo Megillu Sel. The Kol Isha B'Shas Kiyashmat. I both said these are very important halachas. So what about hair? Uncovered hair of a woman? What about the voice of a woman? What about, as we spoke, you know, what about those halachas? Can you say Shema when you hear music sang by a, or Kol B'Isha Ervo? What about hair? Etc. So let's look at these halachas. Tefach megula beisha b'mokum shidako lechasoysoy. A tefach. What's a tefach? How much is a tefach? Yeah. A tefach megula beisha. If there's a tefach which is revealed, which is opened beisha with a woman, b'mokum in a place shidako lechasoysoy, which is meant to be covered, which by the way is the same by men and women. There is mekoyim samachusim by men, mekoyim samachusim by women. But if there is a tefach megula, tefach which is megula by a woman, that place is meant to be covered, and it is uncovered, I feel ishta, even if it's your own wife, also because kiyashma, connect, you're not allowed to say Shema. Can't say Shema if there's a tefach megula by a woman.
Anyone,
includes
a mother.
If everybody. Now, that's what I'm the Ramad disagrees. No, that's with regards to your wife. But with Shacheres, we said a tefach, that's only about your wife. Tefach no is wife. But by somebody else, if it's not your wife, I feel a bit Shacheres, I feel a pochs with tefach, that's ever. What are you talking about? A tefach? Well, that much is fine? You know, that much is fine? No way. The Ramad says, even that much is only fine by your wife. This millimeter is a problem. If it's not your wife, Rabbi Yishav, I feel a pachs metefach have erva. For nirim di arosh, he said, Rosh says, nefach beisha erva, feel isha cheres. Actually, beatzmi chole likro esav beisha rumo kedel. He said, certainly you have a problem, even less than a tefach, even less tefach is a problem. Let's see a bit more about this in the Mishnah Berurah. B'makom shedarko, avmi pnei shezim. What's the reason? Why is a tefach a problem? Why is it? What's the problem? Kumi sam gulim. The reason is very simple. When Shazay may be it all in the hero, Kshemistak, the boy person, looks at it, will bring him to a hero, Bechlal Ervo, and therefore it's an Ervo. What about if a person closes his eyes? Closes his eyes? So he's finding himself in a plane, in the train, in the tube, in the anywhere, and there is a situation of a Tefach Megula. Is he allowed to say Shema by just closing his eyes?
Turn away.
Look how much Shmuel says. But if you imagine be'arnu lekamon sivo b'shem achron miknegad evo mamash also afilu be'oitzem einov at shiach ziponov v'adin b'zeh. So yeah, even if you close your eyes at shiach ziponov, as you're saying, you have to turn away. But yes, turning away helps. V'yesh matirim b'zeh imunizem aliro is klal. So I'm saying, no, closing eyes is also good. So ideally turn away, but you haven't closing eyes. You can be mekel. What about face? What about the face? Is the face a problem? And what about hands? All this is fine. Mishnah Berurah says of cotton base. The chazoris have a panel veodel. These are all places which is normally uncovered. The face, the hands. This is quite normal for these areas to be completely uncovered. That's perfectly in order. You can say Shema if there is a woman which has, which a face, a hands, etc. That's not a problem. V'yesh matirim b'zeh, imunizom aliro is klal. These are normally revealed in open places, therefore it's okay. V'chen b'pasas regel adashoik, also the various places, the other parts of the body which are normally open and revealed. So, there's various the parts of the body. Parts. He says, talks about certain parts of the leg. These are also, he says, ad mokim shenikra kni b'loshen asker, those are all the up to the knee. There's normally places which are uncovered till the knee, he says. That's okay. B'mokim shedakon leilich yachav, mutalikos connect with bare feet. It's fine. It was his bare feet. Women wearing bare feet, you can say Shema, there's no problem. And the reason is because Kivan Shirogil Ben and Bali the Hill, the person doesn't get healed from that. Interesting is the question of feeding. A woman which is feeding, nursing a baby in Sifkot and Gimel. Mishnah says, if a woman is feeding, that's quite, you've got a new baby, and your wife is nursing the baby, so you've got to make sure that it's fully covered in order to be able to say Shema. Yeah, church as well. A tifle is also a problem. Yeah, but that's not really as erva. That's a different aspect of halacha. We'll get to these halachas as well, but these are not here. But you're right, a person is not meant to say Shema right facing a tifle. Okay, now comes the problem of sale of the hair. Well, what's the halach of the hair? So the base says as follows: San shel isha shedaka lechasoy. So hair is normally hair is meant to be covered. So san shel isha shedaka lechasoy. So hair of a woman is meant to be covered. Also liko is kenegdo yafilo ishtoy. Whether it's your own wife or anybody else, hair must be covered. You know, say Shema. Avul besulois. But unmarried girls, shadak and lelech puos, their hair is always open. Pu'ez Rosh Mutar, which is very, very interesting. It's really, really interesting that the hair, so is the hair an erva or not? How does that work? Is the hair of a woman considered an erva or not? The answer is it very, very well depends. A girl, it doesn't have to cover the hair, it's never been, a hair of a girl is fine, it's not an erva, but as soon as she gets married, the halach is, it becomes an erva. It's interesting, when I looked into it, I saw that in, so there were some Sephardic countries where they did cover the hair. Yes, could be, yeah. Yes, that some Sephardic killers had a minhag that even the psulos, even the unmarried girls, had covered, the minhag was to cover the hair. Sephardim were very, very makbid on that. Some killers. I don't know what age, I don't know if they were 6, 8, bas mitzvah, I don't know, but they would cover the hair. Very, 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 but that's uncommon nowadays. Always, they would always cover the hair. Very interesting. It's never been the minhag in our kind of communities, and our killers never did. In fact, it's a fact that our, for some reason, this was one of the, for a number of generations, the covering of the hair was a big struggle. It was a very, very big struggle. It was a very, very big struggle in our communities.
So the problem is because of the attraction.
Yeah.
Because you could argue an unmarried girl hasn't got her hair uncovered. Just as attractive.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's a very good question. Maybe more. I know it's a good, it's a very valid question. It's a very good. It really is interesting. It's interesting, and I'm going to add to your question, and I don't have a satisfactory answer, I'll be honest with you, because I hear your point. Like, in other words, is it an erva, is it not an erva? How does that work? Is this part of the body considered a part of the body which has to be covered? Like, you know, and then how does it make sense that unmarried girls don't?
Because the pursuit has to be.
I know, but if it's an erva, then that cheshmud makes sense. But why is it not? Well, how does it work that if it's an erva, then yeah, I know, I understand, but I'm trying to. You wouldn't say that with any other part of the body that's a pnuya, then it's not an erva. What's the difference? I understand. You know, of course. If it's an erva, I'm trying to understand is how does this change? I want to add to you another very fascinating Mishnah Berurah on that very point. What about the Goyisha lady? You've got a Goyisha lady.
Married.
Yeah? Whatever. Let's say she's married, okay? Because the question, and I want to know if I can say Shema now. I'm in the plane, right next, right opposite me, there's a, call her married, whatever it is. Lady who has got uncovered, obviously, you know. Will I go up to her and say, do you mind to please put on a shetel, just well, as I say Shema? Should I do that? Or can I not say Shema? No, or is it, the answer is, what's the problem? What's the answer? No, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nochri, She'enu Muzoriz L'chasas L'Sorin, I'm reading Mishnah Berurah, Zivkot Nyudbeis, in the name of the Chaya Adam, I mean Zivkot Nyudbeis, Nochri, She'enu Muzoriz L'chasas L'Sorin, Goyish ladies that don't have to cover their hair, Tzorich Inim Dinon Bezeke Besulois, is this perhaps considered like unmarried? Ladies, and he says, probably yes. That's definitely Dominic. You see over in the over 29. That's how we paskin. That Goyisha ladies is Dominic has always been that we are maker. It's not considered. So your question is a really good question. How does that work? That switch? It's a very interesting concept. What were you saying?
The hair on the head. I mean, there's no hair on the head.
Some of us have that problem. Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
A woman who doesn't have?
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I suppose. Yeah, it's the sale which is the erva. I suppose. Interesting. I never thought of it. I don't know. Like it's considered a sale. It's not the mokum sale. It's a sale. Cholil, yeah. Barminon, I suppose that's a very interesting question. I don't know. I really don't know. I imagine it's considered a sale generally. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know if they still do it, they make shetels out of their own hair.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I mean,
it does. The fact that you cut the hair off does not make it always ever. I don't think it does. I think many posts can hold that it's a problem. The question is, if you've got twins, yeah? I was once debating that question, yeah? Twins, they've got the same color hair. Could you, in theory, swap the hair? Because I had the identical hair. Could you, in theory, make a shade of the hair and swap the, if it's identical hair? I was wondering, I don't know.
They're both married.
Let's say they're both married, yeah. Let's say they're both married. Would you be able to swap the hair of identical twins?
Either the hair other than their own husband.
Yeah, I'm saying if it's a shaitel, if it's made into a shaitel, yeah?
But we're saying that shaitel hair is different.
No, if it's their own hair, their very own hair.
That's only their own hair.
Yeah, but if it's identical, mom's identical, it's fine, because it just looks similar, but it's not, yeah. That's been their minik. Yes, I know. He says that besulis darken lelech puas arosh. You can be medayik in a few ways, because look at the shulchan aruch. Besulois, unmarried girls, shedarken lelech puas arosh mutter. You could learn it in two ways. You could either read it that besulois, unmarried girls, whose hair is generally uncovered, that's fine. Or you could read it, you could say, those besulois whose hair happened to be uncovered, or is it general, I'm not explaining myself clearly. Do you know what I mean? Is it specifying or not, or is it generalizing? Lemaisa, the fact is that it wasn't universally accepted by the Sephardim, but there were some communities by the Sephardim who were very makbid on that. It's interesting, I want to add on as well, which just to finish off with the Yerushalmi minig, look at Mishnah Berurah, got new base, al morgan avam, shekosav shelo lelich begiloy roish, yakim so saying, kluis velo surois. He talks about the hair not being open. The hair not being open.
Platted.
What's that?
Platted.
Platted. Braided. That's right, braided. And that's very much, I know here in England it's not, but in Yerushalayim, the girls ensure that all the girls, especially the old Yishuv in Yerushalayim, they make sure that the hair is always braided. And that's the way you find, you know, that's the way you see that a girl is, yeah, that's correct, yeah. Okay, this is the halacha. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, Mitzvah, but this is, we'll talk more about the shaitel is mentioned. The first and only time, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch where the shaitel is mentioned is in the Ramah over here. It's this Ramah. So we are in the middle of Seif Beis. We'll continue there in Mitzvah tomorrow, the mention of the shaitel. And then we're going to be talking as well about the Kol Be'isha Erva, which is the music as well, about mirrors as well. That will be discussed tomorrow, Mitzvah. Good evening.